today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our website we give away, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And once again, freetalklive.com. Get on the phones. Call in about whatever you want. We're starting things out tonight. I'm going to the email box. This one from Michael. He says, I was thinking about the situation in Somalia and assumed you'd advocate no military intervention at the federal level since it isn't a direct threat to the United States. I suspect that many people find the situation morally troubling and would contribute to a private army if they could. I'd heard you advocate private armies before, and I've never heard you discuss what would keep a country without a federal government from devolving into a thugocracy, the way that drug cartels have taken over a number of Latin American countries. Would we really be free if wealthy individuals could exert their influence using a private army? I know that you've suggested that those people would run out of money trying to fund a large organization, but I don't think that's true if they use their influence to take control of businesses. Even if all businesses are legal, no black market, that wouldn't prevent a private army from collecting protection money from businesses on their turf, etc. I'd like to hear more of your thoughts on this. Well, it sounds to me like what Michael's describing is what we have today. We have a large, dangerous organization that is extracting money and taking control of and from businesses. That's what's going on right now. So I don't really know if we would risk that much by changing the situation, I mean, considering that's what we have today. But
well, currently, if taxes are to be changed, in the case that you're referring to the federal, state, and local governments as you know, gangs of thugs that are taking money from businesses, and absolutely they are, and there's not much difference in the way that they're extracted, I'll give you that. But at the very least, the businesses know what they have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
It's set out up front, whereas, you know, if thugs come in and demand money, then they could just come in and demand more. And
so can the government.
But they don't.
Taxes go up all the time.
But at the very least, you have the whole sham of democratic, you know, a vote on it.
That's not much comfort.
It's some comfort.
Well, anyway.
I mean, I think that if you have the option, Ian, really, if you had the option of dealing with the government or dealing with an armed gang of thugs extracting money from you for protection, which one would you choose?
The armed gang. Because
that's because you're nuts.
No, it's not because I'm nuts. Because with the armed gang doesn't have a semblance of legitimacy as the government does. That's what separates the government from any old armed gang, is that if an armed gang comes to your house and demands money from you, you absolutely have the right to shoot those suckers dead in your doorway.
Assuming you can.
You have the right to do so.
The right.
When the police come along and you know, demand that you pay property taxes, if you don't pay, or if you get violent with the cops, everybody's going to side with the cops.
Well, you are in big trouble if you decide to have a shootout with the police.
Right. It's because the government has managed to be the only armed gang that has fooled everyone into believing they must exist. That has fooled everyone into believing that they're necessary. But to specifically answer what Michael's question is, you know, he's worried about this whole concept of a private, let's say we do finally get rid of this pesky government, and we do have the ability at that point to contract with individuals or companies to provide protection services, should we choose to. You don't have to. It's up to you. You're a person in the marketplace, and if that's a service you decide is valuable to you, then you can do that.
I think likely you will decide it's valuable to you.
I think many people will. But he's concerned that there's going to be one company out there that's going to be well-funded, and they're going to come in there, and they're going to start extracting money from businesses, whoever's on their turf, that sort of thing. And
pretty legitimate concern. I would share it with him.
And you have to understand
this is sort of in your world. This is the free marketeer world where there is no government.
That's correct. And so I understand his concerns. However, he's missing an important point, and that is, it touches back to what I was pointing out about the government. The government has legitimacy because it's worked on having it for decades. It's indoctrinated us with its government schools to think that we need it. So the government has this aura, this cloak of legitimacy, if you will, that it can couch itself in. It can wrap itself in this cloak and make people believe that it's not an armed gang of brigands. That's different when the government's not around anymore, when it's just an armed gang of brigands who's coming around demanding money from you. Take them out. Somebody is going to take those people out.
Right,
and
right.
If they want to go ahead and pay up to the armed gang, then that's their business, too. I'm not going to stand in their way.
A industrious shop owner, enterprising shop owner, will whip out his AK-47 and take care of this gang, which likely it would be a large gang, not a small one. So he would probably have to institute the services of some kind of mercenary organization to protect him. But I don't know. It seems so scary, Ian.
I understand freedom is a scary thing. You also have to understand that in the world of the armed gang theory, as Michael is putting forth, the leaders of the armed gangs will also be vulnerable. Unlike today, where it's pretty difficult to get to, the president, especially if you're another government. Governments have agreements with one another that they can't shoot each other's leaders. But with the armed gang that's run by some wealthy madman, then anybody is able to take that guy out, including his own henchmen. So if you've got this, wealthy, let's just use Bill Gates as the example, right? Because everyone loves the concept of Bill Gates taking over the world. So Bill Gates...
I don't think Bill has any such compunction.
Of course not, because you have to be good to people to get money in the first place. But nonetheless, let's say Bill Gates goes crazy and decides he's going to start extracting money by force from businesses instead of providing them with software that they want to purchase on a voluntary basis. So he starts extracting money from people, and then somebody decides, you know what, I'm going to put a bounty out on Bill Gates' head. In fact, a whole bunch of different protection agencies, which have already sprang up in the marketplace because that's what's going to happen because of consumer demand, the different protection agencies might pool together some money and offer a very, very large bounty on the head of Bill Gates. It says, well, this man is threatening the wonderful peace that we have had in this free market society up until now. And
you're assuming that you would have gotten peace in that free market society.
Yeah. Again, if there's violence from day one, then the people who are violent will be taken out by those with guns who will defend themselves. And so the violent thugs won't last very long because freedom allows you to defend yourself without having some government breathing down your neck, throwing charges at you for murder when you've just defended your family from some gang of thugs trying to steal your possessions and rape your wife and that sort of thing. Anyway... So a whole big old bounty will be placed on Bill Gates' head, and anybody will be able to collect it, dead or alive. And I think that'll be a pretty big deterrent to anybody that wants to go ahead and rule the country or take over land masses by force. And then I haven't even touched on the factor that money is an issue, because government funds its violence through the printing press. Because government would not be able to successfully engage in all of the warring actions that it does if it weren't for the fiat currency. That's one you can't disagree with me on, Mark.
No,
currency is key number one to the government's war-making powers, considering that any business, any private currency creator that tries to create fiat currency will be competed out of the marketplace by people with real value-backed currency. That's not going to work. No one's going to take their crappy dollars. So they can't print money to buy weapons and that sort of thing, which means they'll have to use their actual value, their actual money, to buy these things. And they're going to run out at some point. They can't. It's just not when you blow up bombs and you shoot people, you're blowing up your money. You're destroying the money that you just spent. And you're not getting any return value for it. Normally in the marketplace, in any regular market transaction that doesn't involve violence, you usually get something in return for the money that you spend. There's a chance you could get ripped off, but in that case, you're gaining knowledge. But you get a product, and you turn over money. When you're buying a bomb, you have the product, but as soon as you use the product, it's gone.
It's gone.
And there's nothing left but a crater. So it's not like you can scavenge up the things that the bomb... It's not like the bomb blows things up and turns them into gold for you to go and scavenge the gold up and buy more bombs with. This is a dead-end, zero-end game. There is no there's no way to win.
Well,
you will lose. If you want to inflict violence on people, you will lose eventually.
I certainly agree with your thoughts against government. I don't know if I agree with the ones for no government.
800-259-9231. It's for self-government, Mark, not no government. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same, or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Ted Anderson for Midas. August 8, 2007, gold 675, 20-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $697.07, $343.90 for half, $171.95 for quarter. That's $697.07, $343.90, and $171.95. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. So do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. Those features do include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience for free. That's freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like setting up a corporation or limited liability company. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL, that's like Free Talk Live, code FTL to save 10%. LegalZoom.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Talk to Marco, calling from Germany. Marco, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Marco.
Yes, greetings from Germany, gentlemen.
Hi there. What's on your mind?
You can hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah. I want to talk about the support for the presidential candidate, Ron Paul, here across Europe, because you may not know, there are a lot of friends of liberty here in Europe, in Germany, all across Europe, who support Ron Paul in his struggle for freedom.
That's amazing.
So we have some internet sites, and they even made some protests. You can see it on LeeRockwell.com.
LeeRockwell.com.
Yeah, right.
I actually saw the one. I think I saw the picture of the French supporters of Ron Paul. What's the purpose?
They are French supporters. Belgians, Germans.
I think it's pretty exciting, Marco, that Ron Paul has got followers or people that are interested in his campaign outside of the country. But what is the purpose of it? I mean, are you trying to contact your American friends or family you might have in America? What can you realistically do in Germany to help get Ron Paul elected in the United States?
I don't think this is the major goal to help him to be to become elected. It's more you know, a sign of hope for us here in Europe, because in Europe you have a totalitarian state almost. You have the national states, the European national states are more authoritarian or totalitarian than the United States are right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a sign of hope for us, because it's unthinkable that you would have such a politician like Ron Paul running for office here in Germany. There are no such politicians here.
Sure.
Ron Paul is our hope too. It's hope for all friends of liberty and freedom.
It's
all across the world, I think.
It's a wonderful thing.
That's excellent, Marco. And I suppose the more chatter going on over across the internet, the better. The more likely that somebody is going to see his name and get interested, finding out more about what Ron Paul stands for and all of that. And it's pretty exciting. So you've been doing protests. You've obviously been talking on internet forums, that sort of thing. And
right.
Wow, that's incredible. Keep up the good work, okay, Marco?
And don't miss to visit my website. It's a new libertarian conservative website. It's called opponent.de.
Opponent? That's opponent? That's
opponent, like the opponent, yeah.
Got it. Singular.
.de for Germany.
.de. Gotcha. Thank you for the call, Marco. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I know Marco's been trying to call all week long. And he's just, I guess, you know, international connections aren't the greatest. He's sort of been on hold and then dropped off. And then I'm sure he's probably not cheap calling internationally either. So that's dedication there.
I just went to opponent.de. It's entirely in German.
Well, there you go. It's for our German listeners.
I can't read anything.
Well, at least you got the website right, Mark.
Yeah, well, there it is. I see pictures and stuff.
800-259.
That's Ron Paul.
9231. Let's continue with the phone calls. Talk to Stefan in Oklahoma. Stefan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
hey, about that website that Marco just called in. Hey, man, use Google.
Translation?
How does that work?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm sure if you type, you know, opponents.de into Google, it'll come up, and it should give you, like, a little translate link, because it'll know that it's in German, you know, by the TLD.
Google is smart like that.
Yep, they are awesome.
So what else?
Anyway, you were talking about how bombs where basically you were just blowing up your money and stuff like that?
That's right.
Well, I just wanted to say something about that. And before I say, you know, I do agree with you that buying or spending money for bonds, especially money that they just printed, which devalues the money I have, you know, is a retarded idea. But but you could argue that any munition that you buy, when you do consume that munition, it is gaining you something. I mean, you're doing work. I sort of equate it to buying like fuel or food. You know, once I've consumed that fuel or food, it's gone. So basically you could say that I'm burning my money or eating my money.
Yeah, but the fuel is getting you from point A to point B. The fuel, the food,
right,
is getting you from day one to day two. The bombs
just
take life.
Well,
exactly.
In the case of that,
I'm not arguing that, but also you could look at it like this. If I were to buy some bullets for my gun, some rounds for my gun, and if somebody initiated force on me and I were to protect myself, that would...
That's totally
I mean,
different.
That's a good invention.
That's okay. I'm not anti-weaponry. I'm for self-defense, and I think you're right. You know, there's a place and time for weapons, but initiating force will never result in positive results.
And like I said, I don't disagree with you on that. I know our government is initiating force in whatever endeavors they get into overseas, but I just wanted to argue, I guess, semantics with you.
There you go. Thanks, Stefan. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. When you're dealing with consumables, you are gaining a perceived benefit, at least. There's something, you are moving into the future. You're creating more life for yourself. You're creating the path to get to work in the case of burning the gasoline in your car. But when you're blowing up bombs, there's nothing that's created from that. Yeah, okay, if you buy a bunch of fireworks, you could create a little bit of happiness for a half an hour or something. But I'm not talking about fireworks. I'm talking about real destructive capability, ordnance.
Well, you know,
buildings being destroyed, bodies being eviscerated.
When you buy a box of 9mm semi-wad cutters, you're purchasing practice,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you'll get
better. You're improving yourself.
Right.
Yes.
You'll get better and better with your aim and that kind of thing. So that's a value.
There's certainly a place in the market. I mean, there's no doubt about it. There's a place in the market for consumables and bullets and that sort of thing. I'm saying that when they're used in an initiatory force method, you will lose every single time. You may succeed in killing a few people, but eventually someone's going to get you back. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Matt.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Shifting gears a little bit.
Sure.
I have a 13-year-old son. I live in a town of about 26,000.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been going to summer camp this year. And he's informed me of three kids in his summer camp that listen to Free Talk Live.
Oh, wow. That is amazing. Without his influence?
They started talking about it one day.
It is such a small world. Hang on, man. I'm going to bring it back. 800-259-9231. I'm sure there's a little more to the story. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got a lot to talk about here, including an upcoming employment crackdown right here in the United States. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border, back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. now to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom."
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Petri dishes, grandma's parlor, and well-used tennis shoes. All breeding grounds for yucky mold. Don't wrinkle your nose, because you've got one, too, in your car. When we come back, I'll tell you where.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Your car's heater and air conditioner provide the perfect breeding ground for smelly mold and mildew. Here's a tip to eliminate these odors. Disconnect the AC compressor before starting your car in the morning. Set the emergency brake and crank your engine. Run your AC on max and in the recirculation mode. Then spray a small can of Lysol in the passenger's foot area behind the glove compartment. Let dry 1 hour and reconnect the compressor. Voila! A car that will smell fresher all season. Now for those tennis shoes. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So do enjoy those on us, including the wiki over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. You can see it for yourself, wiki.freetalklive.com. You can even change it to your heart's content, wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
1-800-259-9231. Back to Matt in Illinois. Now, Matt, you were just starting to tell us that your son, who is 13, is going to summer camp, and he's somehow, just through having conversation, stumbled across the fact that, was it two or three of his co-campers were Free Talk Live listeners?
Three of them.
That's incredible.
And I think there's maybe 30 or 40 kids. It's run by the park district, the local park district.
Wow.
He's actually in camp because he got in trouble earlier this year.
Was it like a juvie camp or something?
No. No, it's not the juvie camp. But
I figured we'd be number one with listeners at the juvie camp, though.
But we needed to be able to know that he was somewhere where he wasn't seeing some people that he shouldn't be seeing. And,
gotcha.
So we signed him up for the camp. And actually, it's quite a burden for us because we don't have a lot of money, and it's costing us quite a bit of money.
Hmm.
But I'm not sure. He told me when I asked him, you know, how'd you start talking about Free Talk Live? He said that he was just talking about it because I was listening to it, and these other kids said, "Oh yeah, we listen to that show."
That is amazing.
couple of them listen to it on the internet. One of them, his mom doesn't want him listening to it.
So no
doubt. I guess he downloads it or something.
Right. If the parents don't want him to listen, it's just more likely they're going to very, very carefully listen to it as much as possible.
One of them listens to it with his mom.
That's great.
And then third one, I'm not sure about.
Wow.
I didn't ask.
Very cool, man. Was that all you wanted to share tonight?
Yeah, and I was going through the shrine of female listeners. I was looking at all the female listeners that you got. I was wondering why they don't call more often.
Why they don't call more often? Well, I don't know. That's an excellent question. Of course, you have to be listening live usually to be inspired to call, unless something has happened that you really just have to get out to the world, that you'll just pick up the phone and call if you haven't been listening. So it's just a fact that talk radio is listened to more heavily by males. That's unfortunately the way things are.
And
so
weighs in. The numbers are, as we're told in talk radio business, who knows if it's true, that there for every female caller, there's at least 50 to 100 female listeners.
There you go.
Okay.
Matt, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
What are there? Maybe 100 women on the Shrine of Female Listeners?
I don't know. I haven't counted in a long time. We're probably close to that number.
That's one caller.
So, as far as the lady callers are concerned, we try to do everything we can to encourage it. I mean, women callers come first on Free Talk Live,
mm-hmm.
and maybe we just don't mention that enough. I don't know. Ladies, you know the numbers, 800-259-9231. I think I read something somewhere that suggested that females have more sensitive hearing at the higher end of the spectrum, the audible spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Than males do, and so therefore they're less likely to be able to tolerate some of the static and that sort of thing on the AM band, which is, of course, where our show appears in the radio world. We do have our internet female listeners, but again, then you're dealing with a very, very small segment of our listenership, and of that segment of of the internet segment of our listenership, we're still heavily male. The listeners are still heavily male, so
right,
just a percentage of a percentage of a percentage that could ever call a show. So.
If you want to see what what people online have responded to as far as the demographics of the show go to demo, that's demo.freetalklive.com, and if you haven't filled it out, fill it out. We'd love to the bigger in tab, the better.
1-800-259-9231. Let's go into your email box, Mark. You've got something about fiat currency, which we touched on earlier in the hour.
Right. The caller called in and was talking about fiat currency and the dollar situation. This one's from Steve. I'm not sure the dollar situation is all that grim. The government inflates the currency, that's for sure. In fact, it is the stated goal of the Fed to inflate the currency. The Fed believes that a small and predictable rate of inflation, that's 1% to 3% a year, is a good thing. There's some textbook...
Yeah, because it puts money into their pockets.
There's some textbook economic reasons for this, and I think that may be so. I think that there's also some disadvantages, and people should be able to choose that for themselves.
If they want to use a fiat currency, you mean?
Right.
Well, they could choose the Liberty dollar, it's just that not very many others have chosen to accept it. So there are some competitors out there.
Oh, I think you could probably use gold and silver a great deal in your dealings if you so chose.
It's difficult. Go ahead.
However, this inflation is only a detrimental effect on your dollar holdings. Most people hold the bulk of their wealth in other forms. Your house is immune to inflation. Your stocks are immune. Your gold is immune.
And most people don't save, so, I guess it's not a big deal.
A 30-year fixed mortgage is also immune. People's incomes take a hit if they're on fixed income, but a cost of living raise is standard in almost all employment situations these days. Hold on. Ian, do you get a cost of living raise?
No. Nope.
I don't get one either. Nor
does it necessarily keep you up with inflation either, because you have to remember the government cooks the books when it comes to inflation. They're going to claim it's 2 to 3%, when in reality it's 8 to 10%.
Right.
And nobody's getting that kind of cost of living raise.
We've seen
nobody.
Fuel and housing in the last 5 years just skyrocket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the explanation for all that? I'm not sure. I think this is just speculation on my part. I think that the government printed a whole bunch of money in order to pay people off in Iraq, and they call these footballs.
Mm-hmm.
This, there's news stories about this that they printed these, I think it was $100,000 wads of cash in these things they called footballs in order to get things done over in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
If they couldn't say, oh, well, the government will pay you, because nobody believed that, they could just hand over a football.
Gotcha.
and get crap done. And I think they printed off these footballs, and it's affecting and we're paying for it now.
Well, wasn't it last year that they stopped reporting the M3 numbers, which was a really
I think that was the year before.
Maybe it's I don't remember. But it was recently that they stopped doing that, and that was something that a lot of people were able to use to help calculate how much inflation was going on.
Right.
Now they're not reporting that
now anymore. Now you have M0, M1, and M2, and it's a little harder to extrapolate how much money's been printed
You can still work it, but it's more difficult. So why are they doing
that? It's a hazier picture.
What do they have to hide? Inflation, of course.
Okay, remember, salaries and wages are prices, too. Absolutely true. And they go up with inflation the same way as any other.
But they don't go up the same rate.
They don't. No, they don't go up quite as quickly, because when the government inflates currency and then pushes that money out into the marketplace by buying things, they buy it at the old rate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we all take a hit in that. And it's not like wages immediately just shoot right up. Sure, my grandfather could buy a hamburger with a nickel, but he probably earned a dollar an hour. Economists like to refer to real dollars, meaning adjusted for inflation. And people's real income and real average wealth are on the rise. Inflation may be stealing, but it isn't an indicator of economic collapse. I'm not sure that wealth is, in fact, on the rise.
Well, if wealth is on the rise, it's only because of the marketplace and not because of the currency.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. It doesn't really matter if the dollar is worth less if we all own more of them to compensate. Yes, the dollar is 98% of its value and has lost 98% of its value in the last 100 years, but people also own 98% more dollars than they did back then. Now, as for China, I don't worry too much.
I don't know if that's necessarily true. The dollars are concentrated within, you know, certain people's hands, and the people that really have the dollars are those who are printing them. Nonetheless,
certainly we earn more money than we did 20 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago.
Mm.
Now, as for China, I wouldn't worry too much about their threat, because they would be the party to suffer most if they actually carried it out. Selling $1.4 trillion in debt for pennies on the dollar is throwing away $1.4 trillion of their own money. That isn't likely. Look, we threw away $500 billion in this war in Iraq already.
But if China knows they're not going to get it anyway, if China understands that the U.S. is inevitably going to have to default on all of its loans because it just can't pay it back, there's just so much. I mean, they've been taking loan after loan after loan from country after country. China might just simply say to itself, screw it, let's cut our losses, let's get out of this. I mean, they're doing, I don't know how much debt China's in, but I get the feeling they're on the rise as far as their economy is concerned. They're really sort of grasping the marketplace. They're not exactly a free market, but they're moving in the right direction. At least that's the impression I get. Not that I've been there or anything like that. More on the
being
way.
There would
this
help.
Is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice,
sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's ResearchHerbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site. We give away. We do ask that you voluntarily support the show by going and shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of anything that you purchase. There's 41 categories to shop in. There's all kinds of stuff to choose from. Everything from high-dollar items to cheap stuff. You'll find whatever you're looking for, whether it be clothing, electronics, or anything in between. Go to Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. You can even buy used items. Whatever you purchase, we get a percentage. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. So, we're talking about this email about fiat currency. Somebody's trying to convince us that, this inflation, it's no big deal. Fiat currency, you're not being harmed. It's all right. That's just 2%, 3%. That's a good thing that we have inflation. And no, I disagree. It's not a good thing at all. The government economists would like you to believe it's a good thing. They'll tell you everything every lie they can think up to make you think it's a good thing. But I think considering you and I aren't economists for a living, Mark, I think we've done an okay job of debunking some of his claims so far.
Well, I'm not sure that we've debunked much of anything, but I don't think he's saying that that it's a good thing. I think he's more saying that it's not that big of a deal.
I think it is a big deal.
Okay.
When the government can steal your money without even taxing you in the first place, that's a pretty big deal.
Well, he's gone on to talk about China and their holdings of 1.4 trillion American dollars, mm-hmm. and how dangerous that is and their threat to sell that off, I guess, low and flood the market with dollars and therefore run the supply up and run the demand down and the value of the dollar down. So he says, anyway, now, as for China, I wouldn't worry much about their threat because they would be the party to suffer the most if they actually carried it out. Selling $1.4 trillion in debt, and I'm not sure that's true, that they would suffer the most.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be.
Well, we would suffer greatly. We have a lot more dollars than China does, and if they devalue those dollars, then, we lose too.
Mm-hmm.
So they could hurt us. And governments have been able to have, over time, shown a propensity to spend a great deal of their people's money at war. We spent $500,000, and it will turn out to be significantly more once you figure in the injured vets.
You mean $500 billion?
Excuse me, $500 billion dollars in this war in Iraq, and it will be significantly more into the trillion area.
Yeah.
After this war's over, and our government is batting an eye. Surge! We got to keep on going. It's hard work.
They don't have to pay for it. Their kids do.
Absolutely. So I'm not sure that I agree with that point. Nor is it likely that gold would be the chief benefactor of a falling dollar. Free Talk Live never claimed that gold would be a chief benefactor. We don't know what the chief benefactor will be, but we think that gold is a good hedge against,
historically it has been,
against inflation. The releasing of $1.4 trillion into the marketplace would be inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. More likely, it would be another fiat currency like the euro. I think that it could be the euro. I'm not sure. Euro seems like a good replacement for the dollar as the reserve currency of the world. I think the dollar is going to lose that at some point. Certainly in my lifetime, they're going to lose the status.
Countries have already been selling them off.
Yeah. Also, it's important to note that because the Fed maintains 1 to 3% inflation per year goal, this doesn't mean that inflation will never build on itself exponentially and hit a crisis runaway status. That only happens when governments desperate for money attempt to fund themselves on inflation. This creates the runaway effect because...
What do you think they're doing? That's exactly what they do.
I don't know if it's runaway yet.
Okay, it's not runaway, but that's what they're doing. They're funding themselves partially through inflation.
They are funding themselves partially through inflation. The prices they need to fund their operations keep rising as a result of the inflation.
So that's true.
They need to inflate by increasingly bigger amounts.
Right.
This famously happened in Germany prior to World War II and is happening today in Zimbabwe under Robert Mugabe. I think they've got like 1,000% annual inflation in Zimbabwe, and much worse than the 3%. Bad as 3% might be here in the United States. The U.S. government might fund some of its operations on inflation, but it's only a small amount. The bulk of the funding comes from taxes and credit bonds. I'm not sure, you know, they don't like to release those numbers. That stuff is not readily available to me. I've been doing this show for 5 years now, talking about politics and, money like that, and I'm not confident with the numbers I've been getting.
Mm-hmm.
Should they decide to pay for everything through inflation, then that would be a big problem that everybody should worry. But they're a long way from ever needing to resort to that. Taxes still bring in plenty, just not from Ian.
As I understand it, there are people out there who claim that the taxes are going to pay the interest on the loans.
There are people that claim that.
So I don't even know how accurate his claims are.
I mean,
all kinds of people claim all kinds of things.
Right, and it's difficult to know what the truth is. And the United States government keeps this all hush-hush because it's the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve doesn't say much.
Exactly right. So whether we're in a critical situation today, I don't know. I mean, everything seems to be okay. Prices are rising, and the money is inflating. When will it become very desperate? When will it become an awful hyperinflation situation? I have no way. There's no way of predicting that. Does that mean we should all just kick back in our easy chairs and toss one back and say, ah, screw it, everything's fine. Let's just let the government handle the money system and we'll all be okay. You think there might be a reason why Ron Paul is making the fiat money system and the Federal Reserve Bank one of his three key campaign issues? You think there might be a reason for that? Maybe Ron Paul might have a bit of a, better grasp on what's going on behind the scenes in Washington, D.C. than you do, Mr. Emailer?
He is a United States Senator. A representative.
Yeah. And he's been doing it for 9 terms or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he's, whenever I've heard Ron Paul address fiscal issues, I've always been pretty wowed by how well he gets it. That guy has done some study on these issues, and he thinks it's pretty critical. And there are a lot of other people who do as well.
I think the emailer has a point, which perhaps it's not the biggest crisis that's facing the United States of America. Maybe withholding taxes is that. Maybe the war in Iraq is that. But it's big, and it's important.
Absolutely. Is he done?
Yeah, it's over.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you about something that happened to me today.
What?
Just before the show, I guess it was maybe 5 p.m., 5 or 6, somewhere in there, I got a call on my home phone, which is a very rare occurrence indeed. It usually means you're calling. And so I answered it, expecting you. And I got a recorded Rasmussen poll.
Oh, really?
And so they were asking me questions. I figured this was New Hampshire, because it's New Hampshire, and they wanted to know about the presidential election, that likely they would be weighing the things that New Hampshire voters would say. They asked me whether I considered myself a Democrat and Republican or independent or whatever, so I reluctantly pushed Republican. And they asked me how old I was, if I was likely to vote, if I had voted. They gave me my choices of, if Giuliani was running against Hillary Clinton, how likely would you be to vote for Giuliani? Press 1, 2, 3, 4. I pressed 4. Unlikely.
What is that? Okay. Most unlikely?
Most unlikely.
Got it.
Then they gave me McCain, they gave me Romney, and they gave me Fred Thompson.
They forgot Ron Paul.
Funny. So they got me as a Republican, saying essentially none of the above to the Republican candidate.
Right.
Now, as you know, several of the phone polls have come up none of the above.
That's correct. The reason
that I answered none of the above is because I'm going to vote for Ron Paul, and if I don't have the choice of Ron Paul, I'm likely not. I probably will vote for George Phillies, for the Libertarian candidate,
or whoever it turns out to be.
Right. I'm just not going to vote for one of these Republicans.
Yeah.
No. I mean, they make me sick.
I couldn't live with myself.
I really couldn't. You know, I look at these guys. I hear them talking the crap that George Bush talked in 2000 mm-hmm. about how he's a small government fiscal conservative. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, absolutely. Fred Thompson says that. He's just lying.
Okay.
I mean, his voting record in the Senate is obvious.
I mean, how you can say that and at the same time say you want to go and blow up a country, I don't understand. I mean, at least when George Bush ran for president, he ran on a no nation building platform. He
right.
ran on a real small government platform, which is why a lot of people voted for him.
Most of them, the Republicans, don't want us. They're not big war proponents. They've kind of distanced themselves to some extent, but it's not like they're going to get us out of there.
And when I say real small government, all I really know about his platform is what I saw on his campaign signs. It said smaller government. I knew he was a big government guy because he's a Republican, just like Democrats are big government people, too. So that's why I voted for Harry Brown in 2000. So you answered the phone poll. Was that it? Was it quick? Was it how many questions was it?
It was probably
5 minutes?
5 minutes long.
Yeah.
I don't know how many questions.
Automated?
20. Automated. Woman's voice. And so, you know, they gave me those choices and, you know, asked me if I was, you know, some government people, whether I was happy, unhappy, whatever with them. They gave me George Bush, unhappy. You know, they gave me Hillary Clinton, unhappy.
Right.
You know, I'm unhappy with
Good.
Everybody of the government. I think I gave Fred Thompson a 3, which is somewhat unhappy.
Sometimes you will get an opportunity to leave comments. Was there that towards the end?
There was not.
No. Okay.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Interesting. 800-259-9231 would be the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Hour number two is on the way, and we're going to talk about a couple crackdowns. Two different areas. One, immigration and the workplace. The federal government is threatening a major employment crackdown. Also, the EU, the European Union, is considering a new travel authorization scheme that they're going to implement on American citizens. Why? Because the American government is implementing a travel authorization scheme on EU citizens. So it's like a back-and-forth thing. We'll explain on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.